Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Orna Mizrahi, a former member of Israel's National Security Council, and today a senior research fellow at Tel Aviv University's Institute for National Security Studies. In an analysis you co-wrote about recent border incidents, you say, quote, "It is likely that the current tension between Hezbollah and Israel will ebb and be postponed to a later date, given the organization's need to attend to internal developments in Lebanon." What are those internal developments and how do they involve Hezbollah?
As we all know, Hezbollah has been in distress for some time in recent years, and this is because of the external pressure exerted on him and on his patron Iran, and also the economic difficulties of this Shiite axis. Hezbollah is also affected by the internal difficulties of Lebanon, which are currently, Lebanon is currently in a very difficult situation and suffering from three crises. And the state is on the verge of being a failed state. I'm talking about the economic crisis, the political crisis, and of course the health crisis because of the COVID-19. And now the disaster in the port only deepened all this crisis. So all this led to criticism of Hezbollah, which intensified following the explosion of the at the port. At the same time, there is also criticism of his struggle in Israel in this situation. So, in my opinion, he will choose not to enter into any confrontation with Israel now, but to postpone it, at least. This doesn't mean that he will not return to it in the future.
How did Hezbollah get so powerful?
Lebanon relies on the division that was decided in the 1940s. And according to the figures then, they were talking about 30% of Shiite, 30% of Sunnis, and 30% of Christians. But most of the experts estimate that in Lebanon, the Shiite nowadays are the largest community. And this community has become stronger because of the significant and extensive Iranian assistance over the years. Iran sent money and weapons to Hezbollah, and Hezbollah used this money to help its population. So the Shiite population is the most organized and has support along the years, and this is why it's such a forceful community.
You are listening to Orna Mizrahi, a former member of Israel's National Security Council, and today a senior research fellow at Tel Aviv University's Institute for National Security Studies. If you think Hezbollah wants to reduce its profile against Israel in favor of tending to its domestic problems for now, what should Israel keep in mind? After all, Israel apparently feels free to go after Hezbollah in Syria.
Of course, I'm not objective, but as Israeli, I must say that Israel has to continue its activities against Iran and Hezbollah in order to protect its security interests. The strategy that the IDF has adopted in recent years is the war between the campaign between the wars, which is intended to reduce the evolving threats to Israel without deteriorating into a war. This campaign, which is secret, calculated, and careful, brings some results. It doesn't solve the problem, but I think Israel has no other alternative, and it has to go on with it. As I said, being very careful about it.
In the longer term, is there a realistic chance that the port blast might be a tipping point for change in the way Lebanon is governed? This is what people protesting against ineptitude, corruption, and sectarianism have been calling for since last fall, to some effect, but not much.
Because of the violent demonstrations, the Lebanese government resigned, but I think it is still difficult to know whether the disaster at the port will lead to a change in the Lebanese political system. It requires profound reforms that the corrupt Lebanese leadership, and of course Hezbollah, who is part of this leadership, is not interested in. If there would be significant intervention by the United States and the Western countries, if they will succeed to formulate a plan for economic recovery and for extensive economic assistance, along with the demand for change in the political system, by that to reduce Hezbollah's influence in the Lebanese system, I think it's going to be very difficult, and they have to try to do it very gradually. And I hope that we are not going to another civil war in Lebanon in the near future.
Orna Mizrahi, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.